that you kind of the guf hakarka of the Dalai Lama, you kind of the karka of the Dalai Lama, then his kasha would have been a kasha, that if somebody is there first and walks away, those who remain should be kind at the same time, a short time, same as Kiveg Azraya. And Mela, that's the way he worked it out, and we mentioned that it's probably Tali and a Machlekes around in the Ramban that we spoke about yet. The Beis Shmuel in Halacha in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes says Klar exactly the opposite of Rabbi Kiveg. Rabbi Kiveg himself brings it down. He even says Lulei Divrei HaBeis Shmuel in one of his former places. So the Beis Shmuel says Mamish the opposite. He says that someone's there first, and others come, and the first person goes away, the other two are kind of at the same time. So the Beis Shmuel holds klar, not like Rabbi Kiveger's parrot. And Cain, the old Rabbi Kiveger's kasha comes back, and it's a difficult kasha to answer. So Beis Halevi comes along, and the Beis Halevi says that this whole Rabbi Kiveger, which is also Teres Gittin, is emes, the way we said it yesterday. We were talking about Taisa Shita and the whole sugya, that we're talking about a simta. I said Medrash Rishirab is a simta. If it's a simta, everything is good. However, we question like the Rashba. The Rashba learns Taisa Medrash Rishirabim means Rishirabim Medrash. So let's rethink this whole thing, now go in the frame of mind of the Rashba. And let's rethink the Rabbi Kiveger from scratch. Okay, it's not going to be much different. We'll start again. You're in Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, really, there's no such thing as Kinyan Dalet Amos. Why is there Kinyan Dalet Amos over here? Because it's special to Kana Durabana by Gittin, that an Aguna has Dalet Amos. Now let's get Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Rabbi Kiveger's kasha was the kasha with Samson. Now, if Reuven was standing there first, and then the husband and wife got there, and then Reuven leaves, the husband and wife are kind of at the same time. Now does that make sense? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Who's Reuven? Who's Reuven? In Rosh Hashanah, there's only Kinyan Dalet Amos for Gittin. In Rosh Hashanah, there's no such thing that anybody is waiting for a bus that's kind of Dalet Amos. It's not true. It's only true in the Simta, the bus stop. It's true. In the street, the whole of the Kiveger's kasha doesn't begin. Because who is this other person that's standing there first, that then the husband and wife come, and the first person goes away, they're kind of together. There's no such thing as an other person who's kind of Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah. Cool kasha. Let's get to that kasha. But the Beis Halevi says that according to the Rashba from the Shnach, the whole of Kiveger's kasha, there's no problem with Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, because the whole Echitimtza is not shaykh in Rosh Hashanah to say that someone else was there first. This is Dalet Amos, Azra came and he went away. So that's the Beis Halevi. He calls the raya of Rabbi Kiveger and the Teres Gittin, he calls it a raya chazaka, very strong raya, only l'shitas Taisa, but not l'halacha, not medina. Medina that we talk like the Rashba, that our sugi is talking about Rosh Hashanah, and it was in talking about Rosh Hashanah that the Gemara said Yechshel Tzamtzei. So it was the discussion of Rosh Hashanah. It's up to Beis Halevi. The whole raya falls away. The whole of the Kiveger falls away, and lahalacha, the Shmuel's halacha says, the Shmuel's taskening that Kinyan Dalet Amos works, that you carry the guf hakark, and it will be a simta taket eshel atamta. And our Gemara is talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's very geschmack the way the Beis Halevi looked at the Rebbe Kiveger. Sorry, you can accept Rebbe Kiveger, but not the Hechlach, isn't it? What about?
Yes, one answer that is called Rosh Hashanah, we also answer that it's called Simcha.
according to the first shot, no raya to the kidegger decide. According to the second shot, it is. This la la fi kadu fi. Excuse me? By the man himself. The man himself, if you learn like Tyson, how's he going to answer to the kidegger's cash? Do we have any other available terrorists to the kidegger's cash? Want to know, yes, we need to come up with a new tariff. You know, yes, we need to come up with a new tariff. Yes, we need to come up with a new tariff. Yes, we need to come up with a new tariff. Another tariff. Let's see. The point of the Beis HaLevi is saying a very clear today. The only problem is, we'll talk now like the Rashi. Good. Go to Rashi this week. But the Gemara, Yeshua Tamsein, if the husband and wife got there together, Yeshua Tamsein, the Gemara says, 1 minute. Now this Kasher, the Kideg himself is, or like the Rashba. Yesterday's the Kideg was all tight. The Rashba says, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and normally Rosh Hashanah, there's no such thing as Kinyan Dalaram. There's only a Kinyan Dalaram is for what? For gittin, because of problems of iguna, they were kind of down on the gittin. So that's very good that the wife could be kind of down on the street for gittin. It made a special good. But the husband? The husband? Who cares if the husband's there? There's no takana iguna that the husband should be kind of down on it. So how does the rational run up the Gemara? Ishlamu like Titus, the Gemara is talking about a simta. The husband has dalaramis, the wife has dalaramis. But according to the Rashba that we're talking about, Rishus Rabbin man, and no other human being has kinyan dalaramis except an Isha for Takanas Iguna. They said she gets dalaramis, so how do you learn the whole Gemara? We're talking about Rishus Rabbin manish. How do you learn the Gemara? So we have to come up with a terrace. I'll tell you what says Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says very short lashon and it needs hesber. He says that in Rosh Hashanah they only gave a woman daladam. It's not the husband. Nevertheless, if you want to take something away from the husband, the king of daladam is, it can't be in his daladam. If the woman, Lamaika, she wants to do with Kinyan Dalaramis. So it can't be in his Dalaramis. It has to be out of his Dalaramis. Even though he doesn't have Dalaramis, still it can't be in his Dalaramis. Why? The Norsan. Not the Norsan. Not a good priestess. Why is it different if the husband's standing and the lady's across him? And he puts it down, it's good. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, where he doesn't have a kinyan, and he puts it down in her dalaramis, which is also his dalaramis, and he's there, but he's not kind of dalaramis. He puts it down in her dalaramis, why is that worse? Maybe it's not even Rosh Hashanah. But here's the hand, dalaramis that should be his Rosh Hashanah street. Where? In her chatzer, does it have to be outside of his dalaramis? It has to be that she can be shimerit, like the Gemara will say later. But as long as she can grab it, she's closer to it than him, then there's no question, I think. But she doesn't have dalaramis. She's a rabbi, well, he doesn't have kinyan dalaramis. And Rosh Hashanah, because in the street nobody has. Just like on the second they let the woman have. We'll have to see this part of Rabbi Kiveger, that even though he's not kind of with his dollar on this, but it can't be in his dollar on this. Look at a Hezron. Like at first glance, it makes sense. You know, it can't be. She wants to come to Amish, it can't be in his dollar on this. We're saying he doesn't have dollar on this. It's really hand down on the shipping. What? You But she does have Dalaran. As I said, a woman has Dalaran.
But this is a thought that it might be his.
No, but there's no chayre. There's no reason it should be his dalaran. It's his dalaran. I don't know. The kibbeg's lashon is al kocha. You have to say, but he still has one, no? Yeah, where do we say lagave? I don't know, maybe the Derek Pilpul, you could say, I don't know. But who does the street belong to? Who does the street really belong to? It's everybody. Really, a street belongs to everybody. It's mine and it's yours, it's the next person. It's everybody has an equal kayak in the street. So Chazal said that a woman gets Dalar Abbas in the street. What does that mean? Chazal said that because of the Takana, all Klal Yisrael is agreeing that even though we all own the street for Shuttis, and the Klal Yisrael and the Gaim, I guess everybody owns the street for Shuttis, but we're agreeing that the Kara Sagun is to make a rule that she gets it. So maybe since he does have a little bit of bias, he has a same like a Shuttis in the street. So perhaps that's why, if he's standing mamish there, so her standing there can't be better than his standing there. She has to walk away, and then she's kind of the dalaran. So the money's there.
My
makes sense.
My
help a little. Tasha's in the terrace. What? Because I yet say ishmi in the kaimai, the kaimai shalad in the dalaran. So once I walk out of my kum, there's a lava on me to go out of my market. My market is dalaran. Here, kaimai shalad, that's nice. Doesn't mean you own it. Even if you're in the middle of my house, in the middle of my living room, you still get dalaran. So it's nothing to do with Bible. This Pekuda needs, you know, it's like a teaser, because in Svari you can see there's something there. Something there. It's sort of a stira to say that she gets Dalar Amis when it's in his Dalar Amis. We need a little bit to be explained a little better. Why should it be that way if he doesn't have a Kenyan Dalar Amis? So that explanation is missing a little bit, but like it says, that's the way it is. That she can only be kind of down from the street, like the Rashba, only if it's not in his Dalar Amis. That's what the whole Gemara is talking about. Kidega says a very similar kasha, even by Simta. Simta is a kinyan d'rabbanan. The person has the right to say, I don't want to be kind of Dalar Amis. And Efshi to Takanta d'rabbanan. Every human being has the right to say that. So the Kidega asks another cash. Kidega asks another cash, also Shtaka cash. He asks, when the husband gives his wife a get, let's say they're both in the same Dalar Amis, the husband was there first. So the husband cannot give his wife a get like everyone, like the Rashba says. Right, the husband was there first, it's the Simta. For sure, he can't give her a gift. Why can't he give her a gift? Yeah. Let him say, E.F. Shibita, Kanta Drabbanan. I don't want Dalar Amis. I don't want my Dalar Amis. And that'll be her Dalar Amis. Now he could put it down. Kidega is on a roll here this week. I mean, all these cash are very shocking cash. No? Why can't he give it to her? They're both in the same Dalar Amis. He'll say, yes, she, I don't want to have this Dalar Amis. And let it be hers.
It's still
standing there. And therefore, see, he says something like those words. He says the same thing as he said in the Rashba. He says, yes, she wants to be kind of a Dalar Amis. So it still can't be in his Dalar Amis. And he said, yes, she. Like if he's in the street, it still can't be in his Dalar Amis.
Mm-hmm.
She can't use the same answer. Why not? Why not? Something something would work itself out here. Somebody would say it's
a
burr.
He doesn't take it, doesn't mean
to go to the next person. Yeah, but it really does. I'll tell you, once had a case, the Gemara Bava Metzia, which you'll all remember, where the fellow, there were hefka things in the street, and somebody came running, he laid down on it, and he says, I want to be kind of Nesila. There's no such kinyan as Nesila, so he says, he's not kind of, someone else comes, someone else is kind of. So the Mukhi Yaisi said, why is he kind of without an anus? He says, he's saying, Yeshi. When he says, I want to become a Nesila, he's saying, Yeshi without an anus. So someone else comes, and someone else can be kind of. Oh, you mean if someone else, maybe he can't be kind of without an anus. Someone else can only be kind of with Agbara. Maybe right. You're right. So what do you say? That somebody's kind of without an anus, and he says, Yeshi. Don't go. Yefshi, what can I say? If you're saying Yefshi, it's not kind of Dalaran. That's just that spirit. Either there isn't a kind of Dalaran.
The
kind of
Dalaran is the first person that's there. From the first person that's there, he has the right to be kind of Dalaran.
Second person, Otakar. Doesn't seem that's what he means, because he's saying the same terrorist, the incident which is surrounding case and this case. Maybe it's just saying, sorry, but it doesn't seem to be like he means. Okay. This is where the Kivagin here deals with the Sugya. And okay, we left tagging one union, which I didn't spend time on yesterday, and that is the Ran. Ran said, "How does Kinyan Dalet Amos work? I Kinyan Dalet Amos is a concept of the Rabbanim. How could the Rabbanim make a takana which makes our Eish Eish Eish?" The Ran's parents was that a person could say, David Ran's parents was that Hefka doesn't have to. And therefore, Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani with their eyes. Even though it's only a Kinyan Rabbanan, since Bezen has the Kayach of Hefka Bezen Hefker, it helps. Look, my Nafkamino, let's say, for example, this study of Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani with their eyes has many examples. For example, you sell chametz to a guy. You sell chametz to a guy. What kinyan does the guy make? For a guy to be kind of with kesef, to be kind of chametz with kesef, like many rishayim, is a kinyan to rabbanan. In our Torah, the guy needs to do hagbar on the chametz. Now, I can't do that with him. I take the guy to everybody's house, so if you pick up all the snaps in everyone's house, take a long time. So I want the guy, he'll give me money. He'll give me cash, and with that cash, he should be kind to everyone's chametz. If you hold that buying chametz, buying the guy kinyan kesef, the kinyan derabbanan, so then that's probably a kinyan derabbanan mani with their eyes. Because the kinyan derabbanan helps with their eyes. If you hold it works, so it's makiyed in chametz. If you hold it doesn't work, it's not. Why should it work? I'll take a bezna after. The fact that bezna has a right to say, if the guy gets money for the chametz is mufka. Another example the Rambam brings. If a Yid owns a parah and he sells it to a Kayin, and the Kayin does a Kinyan Derabbanan on the parah, he does a Kinyan Derabbanan. The Yid, a Kinyan Derabbanan is Mashiach. The Torah Kesef is Kayinah. The Derabbanan, so the guy, I'm selling, not a guy, I'm selling, the Yisrael selling an animal to a Kayin. The Kayin did Mashiach, he didn't pay for it. So if you hold that the Kinyan Derabbanan, so if the Rambam, the Kayin can't feed Truma to this behemoth. Right? The Kayin is allowed to feed his animal Truma. Truma that's Roy Lachilas Behemoth, not Roy Lachilas Adam. He's allowed to feed him. He has the peels of his watermelon from the Truma, so he can feed that to his behemoth. He says, you can't feed it if it's only a Kinyan Derabbanan. You didn't pay for it yet. All you did is a Mishita. But the Kinyan Rabban. The Rambam Shita is Kinyan Rabban Loi Mahani Ludaraisa. Therefore, the Rambam holds that you can't be Truma in such a way. Our Ran, the Rambam, disagreed. The Ran says Kinyan Rabban Mahani Ludaraisa. So you could feed Truma to the Stahima because he did a Kinyan Rabban, Hefka Bet and Hefka, so maybe you could feed. To feed Truma to such an animal. There are many people who are makdid when they buy a rule of Esrig for Sukkis. So many people are makdid Dafka not to buy it on credit, to give money, to give cash. Because the Chayshish, this sheet of the Rambam, that you're going to buy the rule of an Esrig and you're going to do Mashiach, you'll pick it up, and you tell them, I'll pay you later. Call the man you don't pay. We pass from Kesef as a Kinyan Deraisa on the Talmud. Mashiach Adva is only Kinyan Rabban when you buy something. So, because of that Hashash, there are many who are makbid, it's a dafka, and to pay with a check, it's a question of a check has been Kesef. People are makbid to pay dafka, pay for living asterisk, cash. Because if you have Kinyan Rabban on the Deraisa, it works. I like the Rambam. See, the Rambam like Mahani of the Raisa. So it doesn't work. These are all shivas by Bechor, the same shiva. Someone has an animal that's about to give birth. So he doesn't want it to give. If a farmer has a Bechor that's born to him, it's not Azeh, it's a tragedy. The worst thing could happen to, not the worst, I'm not saying worst thing could happen, but it's a terrible thing. If a farmer has a Bechor born to him, he has to feed it. Now I work with it. He's not allowed to use its milk, only his own milk, it only for the comfort of the animal. He can't share its wool, that's the geese of Avaida. So it's a big drain. So the minute he is, and it always was, since the Churban, that if someone has an animal that's about to give birth, you sell the animal to a guy. And when it gives birth, it belongs to a guy, and then you buy it back. So the same thing, all the Chuvas farm have Chuvas. About the people who sold with a king in the Rabbana. All they did is with a guy, it plays the opposite of a year. The year, Kesef is Deraisa, and Hagbah Mashiach is the Rabbana. By a guy, Hagbah Mashiach is Deraisa. Kesef maybe is good with the Rabbana. So, same Shaila, if you did only a king in the Rabbana, does that help to take off the Israel? But it's a machlaikus, the Rambam hold, king in the Rabbana, right? Mahani is Deraisa. And the Ramban and the Ran hold Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani. What's the longest of this machlokes? So the Kfei Sachleish, he has a well-known hesber. This machlokes, what's a machlokes? The Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani Daraisa. Mechayin Ran has a good svara. Hefker Bez and Hefker. And Bez has a power to do whatever they want. Hefker Bez and Hefker is a Kayach Min HaTayrus. Those of you learned it earlier again. It's a kayak they ride, so that guy that doesn't have the right to be marketing. Zaktik Tsai, very geschmack. What Tai Chefka Bez and Hefka? The Ran holds that Hefka Bez and Hefka is a kayak that Bez and has to take Ruvain's thing and say it belongs to Shiva. That Hefka Bez and Hefka means the Rabbana can make a takana that what was formerly Ruvain's now belongs to Shimon. All you do is a Mashiach, a Hagbar, whatever you do, Bez has the power to transfer ownership. That's the Ram Sheet. The Rambam holds it's not true. Hefker Bez and Hefker. Hefker. Bez has the right to make things Hefker. Bez has the power to take something which is owned by someone and to say, it's Hefker, it belongs to no one. But Bezdin has no kayak to say it belongs to a second person. The second person has to do a Kenyan. So, why kayak of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker helps the Kenyan Rabbanim Hanu Lidairaisa? Kenyan Rabbanim Hanu Lidairaisa is good. In the Rabbab's case, the case is true. He has a Behemoth Shal Yisrael. It's a Behemoth Shal Yisrael. He sells it to a Kayan with a Kenyan Rabbanim. So the Ran holds it works, Hefker Bez and Hefker. So you do out of Mashiach, what was formerly the Yisrael Behemah now is the Kayyid Behemah. Yishmak, Hefker Bez Hefker, they have a right to transpose. So now the Lord, no, Hefker Bez Hefker could make that what was formerly the Yisrael is now Hefker. Now Hefker. So say I sell you something. Not a Kayyid Yisrael. Stop, I sell you something. But a king of the rabbi. So Rabban said that this kinyan is not mine anymore. No, it's not mine anymore. So you could use it. There's no shaila, you could use it. There's no ganeiva and you're using it. It's not mine anymore, then I tell you. But to make it a kayin, that the kayin should now own it, and should have bailus on it, and you should be able to feed truma, for that you would need a kinyan that rights.
But if I have something to chat around, I don't have a kinyan on it.
Do a second machine. Do a second machine. Perhaps. Certainly not anybody else could take it. So there can be Makia the Rishus regarding him. Not, I don't know. You're right. Okay. And the word Hefker is a borrowed lashon. It doesn't mean that Bez is making a Hefker and anybody can come and take it. Nothing means that. It always means that Beza can be Makia on the ship. So Beza said, right, can Makia find his uncle on the ship? Only he's not going to have it. So. Now, this Ketosis Hezver is very useful for us. You think for a minute, if I sell my Chametz to a guy, what did you say? If I sell my Chametz to a guy with a Kinyan Rabbanan, then you hold Kinyan Rabbanan loy my hand in the Torah. Is it good enough to sell him my chametz? No? No? Is it good enough to sell him my chametz?
Yeah. To
sell him my chametz, everyone should agree, everyone would agree that it's good enough. Because Bezdin is mafkiyen from the Yisrael for sure. It's not really the guys in Antira, it's really the Antira's onalist. And the Rabbanan, it belongs to the guy. So, it's our. This Tzaitis Hezber now it cuts it halfway. Kinyan the Rabbanan helps to remove ownership in that fire. So to the Chametz, where I'm only interested in removing ownership, it's good. What about by a lulav? I go and I want to buy a lulav for with the Kinyan the Rabbanan. So I buy a lulav. What happens there? Like the rabbi. Midrabanan, it's no longer the Meisher Sfar, the Meisher Lulav. But it didn't become mine. It's Hefker. It's been a Hefker. It's been a Ponimus. So there, I need a Kinyan Deraisa. That type of Kinyan Deraisa now, we have to figure out. But it's this Pasha Kinyan Deraisa, it's Kesem. So the Sais is sort of cutting the Rambam. What we're doing is we're saying the following. That King Rabbanan, the Ranho King Rabbanan, Manu, the Raisa, Lagamri, the Rambam was Machia, and he also King Rabbanan. My Manu, the Raisa, that's only that a King Rabbanan doesn't make it the second person's property. Like if it's the first person's property, that it does. Now, having learned the Ketzais, we come now to our Sikhya. It's a Jewish before. That if you hold Kinyan Rabbanan, Manu de Raisa makes it Hefker, anyone should be able to take it. But the answer is that Kinyan Rabbanan belongs to the second person. Right? Because the Kinyan Rabbanan is at the second person. No one else can take it because Kinyan Rabbanan. Question of Manu de Raisa, they go like.
But by
Kinyan, why didn't you just send it back to Kinyan Rabbanan? What kind of thing is Bakarfa? You don't want it, you don't want it. You know, kind of Bakarfa with Kinyan Rabbanan. You have to remember, it's Rabbanan that belongs to the guy. It's Rabbanan that belongs to the guy. Just Midaraisa, it's ownable. He doesn't have a real king. So the end is Bar Karpa is not coming to Rechamim now. Now we come to our Gemara. Our Gemara says it could be Megarish and Isha with Kinyan Dalar Amis. The Rani of the Kasha, how could you be Megarish and Isha? With the Kinyan of Dalar Amis. How can you be Megarish and Isha with the Kinyan of Dalar Amis? It's a Drabanan, Kinyan Drabanan, Lai Manu, there I give Lai Manu, there I serve. And for the Rambam, Hefka doesn't have to. Kinyan Drabanan does help. How's the Rambam going to answer the kasha? How's the Rambam going to answer the kasha? How could King Yudal and Amis help? How could King Yudal and Amis help? And how is Sugya? So what are you going to answer me? That was here. We had another terrorist yesterday, right? The Tani the Rambam holds like the Rambam's terrorist. How does King Yudal and Amis help? It's called the Mekadish Adaita Drabban. The Mekadish is King Rabban with the Bishan Yudal. The Rambam is not Shreir Adimara. It worked. Because that's Kidra Bala tradition. Zakta Avnei Meluim. Hold on. We said yesterday, the Avnei Meluim, that the Ran and Ramban only argue by Gittin, by Kedushin. How does Kedushin work? With Dalad Abbas. The Mishnah says, became a Kedushin. How does Kedushin work for Dalad Abbas? How does it work that if the man puts the ring in Hadal and Amis, continue the Rabbanon, how does it work? He said the Rabban is made it to the Ram. That there it works. With King Rabban and Mahanu Darais. The Rabbi Moon said that's the Rabban Shita always. King Rabban and Mahanu Darais. So by Kedushin he was made it to the Ram. By Gittin he wasn't made it to the Ram because it's absurd and enough. So be other, whatever says. But comes out everyone holds by Kedushin to tell it to Kedushin or Abana Mahali Darai. The first Avni Meluim, it's Shver on the Rambam. How's he going to learn that Bala Sugya? How's he going to learn off Sugya? By Kenyan Dalar Amis. It's Kedushin or Abana Mahali Darai. So how can you be the Kaddish woman and make her an Eshetish by putting the ring within a Dalar Amis? We have a hefker from our sugya that came to Rabbanu Mahanu with a raisa because you can be the Kaddish and Yishim that came to Rabbanu. That's like that.
Maybe the
because it gets to her. It's the Ram and Shita would say the Yanor, right? Ram and Kedushin always said you have to say the Yanor Taka. So this is the Davin Lum's Kasha on the Rambam. So you hold King Yudal Rabbanu Lai Mahani Lai Binat Torah. The question is, if King Yudal Rabbanu Lai Mahani Binat Torah, how does the Arab tradition work here? Davin Lum says a nice parrot. Based on the Ketzai. Right? And Lum says the Ketzai. He says, why don't we just say the Rambam? Hefke doesn't have to help to be maskier, it just doesn't help to give. So he says, Hefke Bez and Hefke, like the Rambam, makes that the karka, the Dalar Amis, is mushker from everyone else and belongs to the woman. For her, she has the right of a shot. Now, if anybody, you're in a simta. Like the Rambam Shita, if you're the simtah, what did the Rabbana do? They said that the rest of Klal Yisrael who had a right to use this Dalar Amis, Hefker Bez and Hefker, they have no right. You're the only one who has a Sutta Shamsha to use Dalar Amis. Now again, the Rambam holds, they couldn't give me the Sutta Shamsha, I wasn't getting it, but no one else has. No one else has. I'm the only one, the woman in this case, with the Sutta Shamsha to Dalar Amis. We said in the beginning of the Perek that to be kind of a Kinyan Chatzar, all you need is Sposh Shamshas. A man in Nichsei Malog on his wife, we said that even though the woman has the Gufa in Nichsei Malog, the Kaka belongs to the woman, but the husband is kind of things that fall there, right? And Rashi said right away, why is he kind of? Because he has the right of a Shamshas, he has the right to use it. He has a right to use it. Kana Bible the Paris Lashabishba. So to be kind of a Kenya Khatzer, you don't even have to own the Gufa Khatzer. What do you need is a schutz of Shabbos. Look, der Geschmack. He says, since all you need is a schutz of Shabbos, so the Hefker, Besen, Hefker, what the Rambam going to say? Hefker, Besen, Hefker just takes away other people's rights. Takes away everyone's rights. She's the only one with the right to use it. Hefker, Besen, Hefker doesn't make it her. But she has the sole schutz of Shabbos, the Dalar Hamis. Once she has the right to use the Dalar Hamis, so Tafka, why not even a Torah? She doesn't hold the Guf HaDalar Hamis. She has the right of a Shabbos. That right of Ishtamshus is enough for Kiddushin, that she can be kind of the ring that's associated with Kiddushin. So maybe you put the ring there, she'll be kind of a Kiddushin. And it's a good Kiddushin in that title. Because you don't need that it should be her Dalar Amr. All you need is just put the Ishtamshus of the Dalar Amr. That's it. If I'm in the Dalar Amis first, I have the right to put the chaseis in here. Someone else wants to put chaseis in here, and I want to put the chaseis in. I tell them, I'm sorry, I was here first. I have a right to put the chaseis in here. So, you know what I mean? I'll answer your question. Here's your question. I want to park. I'm in the parking place. What happened to you? There's a person standing in the parking place, and he waves you away. He says, no, I'm holding it, right? So his friend is parked on the roadside, off to the side, he's bringing the car around. Does he have a right to do that? That's how big he is, right? Does he have a right? Does he have a right to do it? What do you say? Either way, it's good. People now stand in public. People now stand in public. Is that true?
No,
you want
a symptom for a car.
Oh, a symptom for a car? I don't think so. I think that if a person has a the garbage dumpster, he could put it there. If he has a delivery box, he could put it there. Why can he stand there? I can't push away from standing there. Okay, I could push him away. I'll move my car right next to him. We'll have to move.
He's standing and he has a small car and turns out Dalar Amis because he can't go and tell me I can't park and then just drop the spot behind him.
Well, that should be kind of a key to no. If he's kind of the Guf HaKarka, the Dalar Amis. He's kind of the Dalar Amis. He's kind of just faith in that pool there, then it's a different story. No, shouldn't be telling him that. No, shouldn't be telling him a key to the Shiva. Huh? That's how you have a key to anger. No? If you hold that Dalar Amis, you're kind of the Guf HaDalar Amis, you're kind of the Guf HaDalar Amis. If you hold you're not kind of the Guf HaDalar Amis. No? What to do anyway? Let's ask you someone across the street waiting to make a U-turn to get a parking place. And I pull up first, and I want to take it. Do I have a right to take it? No? Sonny, I'm out there. Hello. I'm coming out, I'll take it anyway.
No? So, what?
This is standing in the parking place. You have to put a quarter in the meter.
If it's not meant for people to stand in the
parking place, you have to put a quarter in the meter. We said that depends. The din of Ani Amata is a Harara. He said, if it's a Mitzia, it's also a Gradin. You can't get it somewhere else. If you can get it somewhere else, then it's only a Chumra. If it's a Bar Mitzvah, it's more. If you're talking about it, you can get it somewhere else. So, for Bar Mitzvah. Anyway, what the Rabbi Malum is saying is that, like the Rambam, you kind of the Gufa Daladam is Vishdamshus. And therefore, even like the Rambam, if the woman is there, she's kind of got a dollar on the Shtavshus, so you put a ring there, and that's enough. The king of Chatzur, all you need is a right of Shtavshus in the Chatzur, and then that's good enough. Right, the first Shtavshus, she has a job on it, but that's enough. No, that's their right, the woman. Because Heptabed didn't take everyone else away from it as their right. Just it doesn't become her. So she's the only one left with the Shabshah. Maybe she could. Thank you. Thank you. No, it's got the Maluim. So why did you run down and argue with Iran? You should go to French logic. So Kasha, so let's be that who is saying all this in the Rambam, but he's saying the Rambam doesn't hold it. So from that. Yeah. He's saying it's all in the Rambam, but the Rambam. No testament, he has no even more. But he holds CERN by guess. He quotes CERN, like we said yesterday, of giving it out. That the kuda, the hill, sorry, I'm giving it to her, so what's the effect of that? After that, because it is a short one. You're right, we're explaining the Rambam. The Rambam would have to hold it, there's a hole in the spiral. We're trying to help the Rambam. You're right, we have to go back and forth and see whether the kuda from a focus is.
Did you check the Rambam
Right, the Swiss Shabbos is so hard, even like the Ramban. Talk to the Ramban, hold, you don't own the Guf HaDalad. Fine, but we're saying now you don't have to. What do you think of the answer?
Let me just
Let you come out, the question of whether a person stands there could stop me from parking my car should come down to that. If you hold that it's continued in the Guf HaKarka, then it's in Guf HaKarka, you can stop me. If you hold that you have the right to use it, and it's just that's a Takata, that's a Fatsim of Hefka, that full day I hear, what does that have to do with stopping me from parking? Very good. Okay. So let's see the Gemara for your guys. So Yeshua Tante, El Amar Kahash. Hasa de Ches Amis, which is Shalai Tashkino. The Get Yaitsimi Arba Amishalai, Arba Amishalah. So it's okay, you get the picture in your mind, that the Get is lying half on his Dalet Abbas and half on her Dalet Abbas. Now she says, "It's just a day of Shalom. It's just a day of Shalom." What's the difference such a gap? Huh? It's half in his rishos, half in her rishos. So the Gemara says, "Megoresh and fein megoresh." This Gemara is a problem. Arbam is half in his arbam is half in her arbam is. Say, why is it not a good gap? Because it's half in his Arba'am. The Gemara is, well, Agud Gabay shouldn't be good at all. It's Agud Gabay. It's not sure this Gemara, let's say it would be half in her Dalet Abbas, and half outside her Dalet Abbas, but it's not his. Is that the case? She's standing here, she's carrying Dalet Abbas. The Get falls half in her Dalet Abbas, and half out in the public Dalet Abbas. Would you say that's a good Get? What would you say? It's a good get? Because it has to be kulay in her Dalet Abbas. It has to be in her chatzah. Let's show the chatzah. Half in his chatzah, half in her chatzah, half in the street. So she's better the whole get. No, but it's son of Kenyan. Let's say something of Hefker falls into my chatzah, it's half in the street. So I'm only telling you the half that's in my chatzah, not the half that's in the street. So I tell you, King Yad again, you said you cut off the gate at the end of the year. You said, well, it's different, but King Yad, you cut it off. What? Oh, so that's the question. What's this case? If it is in her Dalet Abbas, if it is in Dalet Abbas. So, if it means you have to get Mamish, you have to get Mamish is in his, and you have to get Mamish is in hers, so who cares if it's his? What do you mean the case is? What? So how do you learn? Part of it is in his rishon. So you have to construct a Gemara that enough of the get is in her rishon to be a get. Right? The get is 12 lines. All 12 lines, assuming all 12 lines are married, are in her rishon. The top of the parchment is in him. So you have to start the Gemara. What I'm saying is, anything that's in his rishos messes it up. If the part that's in his rishos is the book I get, sheep it messes it up. You don't need it to be there. The chiddush of our Gemara is, even in a case where the part that's in his rishos is the clean part of the get, or part that's not marked in the get, the lack of the marked because it's in his rishos, or because I did that better, I think more of kasha. It's not part of the Gemara. So this kasha is Rabbi Chama, he says, so Rabbi Chama's kasha. Who is this kasha? This kasha... Somebody asked this kasha. It's kasha on Pashuk Shad. I can't remember who asked it. The kasha is, the Gemara says that it's half in her Dalet Abbas, and half in his Dalet Abbas, it's no good. Smash is half in her Dalet Abbas and half in just the public center. It's good.
Sure.
It's sure not good.
Yeah.
The Gemara says the problem is it's him.
Why did he have a religious
problem? Not right.
Now, look at the
Sure.
How can he have to be in the
show? No, thank you.
So why is the Gemara ask? Well, I did that day. Well, Agi Gabe, even if it's not Agi Gabe, even if it's Agi to the street, it's no good.
That's
it, maybe the Gemara? The Gemara says it's Agi Gabe, so you're saying it's never good? Now she says, Agi Gabe, I died again for Shusai. But now it doesn't be other than you know, and she called it the Shusai. And you're saying it's not that good?
It's not possible.
like the kasha better than better using the kasha. Okay. So we come now to Tervayu B'shtei Kitei Eidim Eskinan. We're going to do this next week. I believe that the Rajbar on this figure is the site of the next few lines of B'shtei Kitei Eidim, which we're going to deal with on Sunday.